All right, I'm here with head coach Rob Marchetti, class of 1996. So, coach, let's talk about the success of your team last season. You started three outstanding sophomores and made it to the CCS championship game. How do you build on that for 2017?
Yeah, Sean, thanks for having me. That game was tough for us. It's something that's definitely kind of fueled our fire this offseason. The biggest thing about that game was obviously, not winning the CCS championship, but even more so than that for us was we talked about it as just it stopped our season. It was a season ender. So the guys of this offseason have really bought into that and really used that as a fuel to kind of just get us going and really motivate us for this upcoming season.
So tell me the challenges and expectations of your roster this year.
Like you said, you mentioned those three sophomores, Darion, Matt Redman, and Brandon Beckman. Those are the three guys, from an experience standpoint, that have actual varsity experience. Other than that, the other 12 guys don't have much varsity experience. So our initial challenge with our coaching staff was to kind of figure out ways that we can consistently cheat time and speed up our learning curve. And the guys have been really great at that through film work, extra time in the gym, outside of practice, and just really buying into the process.
Tell me about the early season of games so far. Your team has played a lot of teams from out of state.
The Sand Dune Classic was loaded this year. We had played a team from Kincaid's. We had a top 50 player in the country, Jay Ledee. Beat them pretty good. Our guys really came together, and our offense was really flowing, and they sat in a little 1-3-1 zone, and we were really getting the ball moving. The next game was against Mercer Island from Washington. Again, very, very well-coached team. Presented a bunch of challenges for us. Our guys played well, and then we finished that out with Burlingame. So I'm really excited where we're at, and I feel like we've been pushed and challenged in certain ways. That's kind of made us ready for this upcoming league.
Let's talk about your coaching staff. You return all three of them. What's their impact on the team?
I know myself, and then we as a team can only be as good as my support staff. And my guys, my assistant coaches, are just incredible. I'm so lucky to have them as a shoulder to lean on, but also to pick their brain consistently, whether it be offensively and or defensively. From Coach Gilbo on the offensive end, to Coach Ollie, who's running our defense this year, to Coach Maul, who is helping do a lot of work getting our bigs up to speed or where they need to be to compete in this level, but also has a constant finger on the pulse of the team. All three guys provide a ton of feedback for me and are really, really good in working with our players and making them better.
So what's the state of the whole SI Boys basketball program on the JV level and on the Frosh level?
Sean, I'm really optimistic about where this program is currently and where we're going. There's a lot of talent, and if you see the freshman A and B team, you'll see it. There's a lot of talent on that freshman level. The JV team is doing very well. Coach Burke, who was the freshman A coach the last couple of years, I moved him up, and so he's the JV coach this year, and he's doing a great job with those guys. It's clear to see that there'll definitely be a couple of pieces that will move up to us the following year for varsity and really help us out. I'm really looking forward to this year, Sean, just seeing our team continuing to grow as a team, individually and collectively. That's really where we're at. Our guys love competing. They love the game of basketball. They love playing together. I feel like every day, every practice, every game, that just gets a little bit tighter, a little bit stronger, our bond with each other. And so I'm really just kind of looking forward to us to continue, continuing to be a team and grow up through this process.